Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
So is Kennedy a creeper in the kindest way possible?
I think I might be.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. And I think we've all done this. I just did this last week. I thought about somebody from my past. I was like, I wonder what they're up to nowadays. And I went to Facebook. I typed in their name. Couldn't find anything. Checked to make sure I had the spelling right. And then I went to LinkedIn, typed in their name there. Didn't find anything. And at that point, I was like, all right. And I moved on with my life.
You don't know how to search the internet.
That is not the way Kennedy operates.
So who are you creeping on?
So much as you say, I kind of live in nostalgia land a lot. When you live by yourself and you're not like surrounded by people talking about new things, you know, you kind of go back in your head for old things. And I was, as a child, from the time I was in utero until I was in college, we vacationed south of Virginia Beach at a place called Sandbridge. Every year we were there for weeks, sometimes a month.
Wow.
You know, the same kids go at the same time every year, so we made friends. You know, all of my firsts happened there. You know, like, it was just a place where I have lots of wonderful memories. And a couple of years, there was this family, who, these two sisters, they were from Charlottesville, Virginia, and we hung out those 2 years, and I went and visited them in Charlottesville, and, you know, and like many single-serving friends, especially back before the internet, where you had to actually write letters or call on the mom's phone.
Right. Get permission to call long distance.
You know, life moves along. So they had, I couldn't ever forget their names because they were rather unique names, and I was like, well, let me just take a looky-look. So I found the sister right away. And then through a little more searching and digging, I found the sister who was my age, who I hung out with. And
when you say more searching
thank
and digging,
you, Dan. I was about to ask the same question.
Okay, well, I found the first sister on Facebook first thing.
Okay.
Right away.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to search properly. But then, you know, through searching, so then you have to go through like her friends and see if they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a website that I pay for that I can look up stuff because sometimes in this job people say weird things and I need to know who's talking to me. But that's how I found her.
So you pay for like a...
Yeah, like a verified thing, yeah.
Oh, so you're like a platinum member of the creep status.
Yeah, totally. Only because people made me do it because they were creeping first.
How much does that cost you?
I don't even know. So not a lot. It's not a lot, I can assure you.
It's just like a subscription every month.
Yeah.
It just comes out.
Yeah.
And anytime you want to look somebody up,
yeah,
you just go in. And it gives you what? Home address? All this, like,
everything.
Social security number, everything?
No. Gosh, no. Just like, you know, addresses that are on file, phone numbers that were on file, social media.
I've seen it happen. You text this text line talking junk, she finds you immediately. You're not anonymous.
I said what I said. So in any event, if we could stay on topic.
This is on topic, actually. This is a part of it.
Would you like to hear the email that I sent her?
Yes.
Okay, first and foremost, I found out she lives in Newton.
That's wild.
And that, to me, was the universe saying, yes, this is important.
That's
to
a sign, yeah.
Hi there. Not to sound like a complete psycho, but did you and your sister vacation at Sandbridge Beach back in the 80s? And you lived in Charlottesville? I feel like we hung out during our vacations, and I visited you in Virginia. If this isn't you, I apologize. I was thinking about past summer vacations, and I thought of that summer. Anyway, if this isn't you, my apologies, and have a great day.
So you sent that via email?
Yeah. Well,
so
you didn't I didn't send her a letter.
Well, I mean, I just meant you didn't, like, find her on Facebook.
No, she I couldn't find on Facebook. I found her sister, but not her.
Right. So you didn't think to just maybe send her sister a message? And
no. Because I was friends with her more than the sister.
Because you had that you know, service that
Why
you
not?
Pay for. That
it's
you
not hard
dig
to find
deeper.
Somebody's Gmail address, honestly.
If you pay
they're,
for it.
No, not really. They're all registered in Gmail. Anyway, I digress. She says, yes, I did go to Sandbridge. Are you in Boston? How did you put this together? Didn't we go dress shopping in Richmond? Curious.
Curious.
To which I say, holy crap, I cannot believe this. Yes, we went dress shopping. Didn't we have a luau party in the basement of my beach house? I swear, the memories, they're pouring in. What was the name of that friend who came with you? I can't dig that one out of my brain. As to how I put it all together, this is how my brain works. I get focused, I go down a rabbit hole, I do a Google search, and bam, here I am. I will make a great PI in my next life.
It's elementary, dear Watson.
Yes, I'm in Boston. I live in Quincy. I do a morning show here on Boston called Carson and Kennedy. Are you in Newton? I'm out of my mind. We live this close to one another. She's like, this is ridiculous. I'm in Charlottesville with my mom right now, and we are laughing. I have pictures that I will send you when I get home. Were you from Chicago? You should become a PI. I've listened to your show. We are in Newton. I'd love to meet up for coffee. You have blown my mind. Are you married? Family? Stunned.
617-655-1234. Did Kennedy hit creeper status in the nicest way possible? But then there's another little plot twist between the two of them because they actually got together.
We did.
Already.
Oh, yeah. And I have pictures. From 1986, Kennedy.
617-655-1234. Is Kennedy officially in the creeper status in the kindest way possible?
Or should I put out a plaque to be a PI?
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.